From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We got the XFL.
Oh, yes.
Well, I know you are excited. You are excited about this.
Dude, it's so stupid. It's such a waste of time and money. I don't care about it. I won't care about it. This thing has failed once. Like, he just goes around lighting money on fire.
Well, he's got plenty to light on fire.
Usually guys like that don't like to light their money on fire.
He wants to waste it. Let him waste it.
Especially if you light it on fire once and you're like, oh, well, that was dumb.
I didn't get a big enough fire out of that one.
Yeah, they're going to come back 15 years later and be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to light that money on fire again.
Some clarity to this Maury thing. He was responding to an Adam Clanton tweet. Adam tweeted out a story from Slam Magazine that the NBA has formally requested a set of laws that could lead to the legalization of sports gambling. Maury responded to him and said, TikTok is just a matter of time before the NFL is basically irrelevant as a sport. No global base, no one plays anymore. There's no way the NBA ever overtakes the NFL. If you couldn't do it when you had Michael Jordan, if I were going to bet on something surpassing the NFL someday, it would be soccer. But we're decades away from that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first 2 hours, all of what you heard there, plus a lot more available at podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners.
Hello, Map.
Is that correct, John? We don't have a basketball
game? Oh, no, we have one more game tonight.
Oh, so we're not
welcome. They're going to miss this big story then.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Sorry, Map.
I take back my welcome, and I apologize profusely for my error.
Okay.
Although, really, it's kind of on John to tell us that, right? It's not all on me.
I thought I said Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday we had college basketball.
I don't remember. You said that.
Hey, John.
If you said that on Tuesday, I wouldn't remember.
Yeah, I said on Tuesday.
You got Facebook Messenger pulled up?
No, but I can.
Okay, I'm going to tweet or I'm going to message you a word. And I need to know if I can say this on the air. It's in the story. And it's like on click2houston.com. So I assume it's okay.
Oh, cuckold?
Okay.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. Are you familiar with what that means, Fred?
Yes.
Jong, are you familiar with what
it means?
Means your wife has banged somebody else.
Not only that, but it means that your wife bangs somebody else while you watch and you enjoy that aspect of it. Or maybe you don't enjoy it, but she forces you to know about it.
Yeah, she makes sure you know about it.
Yes.
You don't necessarily see it, but
this
she
isn't
makes
like,
sure you know about it.
Yeah, it's not like your wife having an affair. This is her doing this blatantly. And letting you know about it. There's a story now that says this fantasy has been around as long as marriage and sexuality, but we're hearing more about it these days, and more people are rejecting the social stigma against this fantasy. The references to this appear to have started in the 13th century when men feared their children had been sired by another man. Today, it is a powerful sexual fantasy for some men who get aroused by the idea of their romantic partner engaging in sexual activity with someone else. Women also share this fantasy, but less so than men. Are either of you into this idea? Would it be a turn-on for you to see Teresa with another man, Jong?
No.
Fred, what about Val with another guy?
Not so much, no.
No, that wouldn't do it for you.
What about you?
No, it's not my thing.
Yeah, mine either. I mean, it's if you're into that, cool. I mean, whatever you're into, as long as everybody's on the same page. But yeah, it's like swingers. I have friends that are swingers, but I get it. You're into it. That's cool. Not for me.
It says part of what makes it arousing for heterosexual men is that they tend to view it as a taboo act. In a society or culture that idealizes monogamy, the cuckold fantasy is a current narrative that is available to people to conceptualize their sexual fantasies. For gay men, it says it's not quite as taboo because the norm of lifelong monogamy isn't so strong in the LGBT community. However, it can still be arousing for a number of other reasons. For instance, fantasies about voyeurism and group sex seem to overlap with those about cuckolding in these men. It's a sexual desire that can be easily customized to meet a wide range of sexual needs and desires. One of the sex therapists says that their research has found that for the most part, cuckolding tends to be a positive fantasy and behavior. It doesn't appear to be evidence of disturbance, of an unhealthy relationship, or of disregard for one's partner. We found several personality factors that predict more positive experiences acting on cuckolding fantasies. For those who have a lot of relationship anxiety or abandonment issues, who lack intimacy and communication, and who aren't careful, detail-oriented planners, acting on consensual non-monogamy fantasy could very well be a negative experience. In other words, not everyone who has a fantasy should think about acting on it, but they're saying that for the most part, this could be healthy for your relationships. For men and couples considering the issue of cuckolding, it's important there be honesty, integrity, communication, mutuality, and shared values. I've seen men who try to trick their wives into cuckolding them, and this never ends well. I would imagine not.
Yeah. Boy, I'm guessing there can't be any jealousy in that kind of stuff.
Oh, no. No. That's... I don't know if I wish Beth was here for this conversation, because I'm curious if it doesn't seem like it would be healthy to me. Like, it wouldn't be healthy for me personally. I don't want to see that.
No, I don't either. Does nothing for me.
What if the guy is way hotter than you? Like Ryan Reynolds.
Boy, if it's Ryan Reynolds, I'm climbing on top of him.
It's a three-way.
Hell yeah.
There's no cuckolding going on.
No,
It's a Deadpool sandwich.
Exactly. I don't know because I don't find men attractive, so I can't really
answer
that.
Okay, but what if it was like someone who you think of as a big star, like a rock star from one of your favorite bands?
It's not going to turn me on.
Well, that's not what I'm saying.
But I mean, you're talking about people find it arousing and stimulating. It wouldn't do anything for me.
Okay. What about you, Jung?
No, I feel like more anger.
If it was like one of your favorite celebrities, though, like your favorite, like if it was the guy who played Thor, if he comes over and he's carrying his hammer and he gives his hammer to Teresa while you watch, that would not entertain you?
No.
Okay.
You wouldn't climb on top of him?
Yeah, I'd play with his hammer.
Yeah. Oh, would you?
Yeah. That's to say, he's a handsome man.
Man. Yeah, I feel like I wish that one of us disagreed on this.
Yeah, I hate to say it.
You're plain Jane?
I am pretty plain when it comes to
stuff. I'm
pretty
plain, too.
I mean, I like a traditional relationship. And, you know, if you're going to do that kind of stuff, I prefer the traditional, well, you're just cheating on the other one.
Oh, okay. You like the old-fashioned
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. You're just screwing around.
Okay.
But that's me. I'm old school.
It's healthy. Come on.
I'm sure it is for some people.
It's
but
healthy.
It's just not for me. Maybe we can get... Is there anybody outside there who is into this?
I don't know. I'd be curious to hear it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to hear their side because I just don't know. There's certain things I just don't get and don't understand. And that's cool. And you can try to explain it to me. It's not going to change my opinion, but I'd like to hear why people do it.
You mean just open the door and ask who likes cuckolding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just ask. Maybe there's somebody out there.
None of those guys out there are married, though.
No, but they may have a girlfriend. Well, I don't know. Have you seen those guys?
But that's true. But I think it's a different thing when you're married versus when you're...
Yeah.
Because it's more taboo then, right?
Yeah, although...
Jose didn't know what that was, and Jerry was saying no, and he'll
Jose laugh. He's a cuckold. He loves it.
Hey, you're asking Jose to have a girlfriend. That's the first,
right.
That's the first problem with that.
Jose's in that phase in his life where wrestling is of more importance than women.
Yeah, he's Jong 15 yeah. years ago.
At some point in every man's life, there comes a time where they get tired of, they're like, man.
I got a yes.
From who?
Jeff. He's out there. He said he's never done it, but he'd do it.
Who's Jeff?
As one of our interns.
Send him in here.
Okay.
Yeah, Jose, there comes a time in every man's life, like Jong, where he's like, man, I'm tired of not having a girlfriend, and you've got to deprioritize pro wrestling in order to get the girlfriend. Jose hasn't reached that point yet.
No, right? Jose just came out of a long-term relationship.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, shh.
Oh.
Because did his girlfriend break up with him because of wrestling?
I don't think so.
Well, now that's why he's dived into wrestling. Over here. Over here.
Introduce yourself to the people here.
I'm Jeff. I'm just this microphone. I'm Jeff. I'm just an intern.
Jeff the intern. Jeff the intern. How long have you been interning with us, Jeff?
I don't know. Probably 5 months.
Okay. And what do your day to day? What's your day to day gig here? What are you doing? What are you working on?
Oh, I just come in and fool around with the audio equipment, you know. And,
okay. You answer phones?
Yeah, I answer phones.
Okay. You like it here?
Yeah, it's cool.
You a married man?
No.
No. You have a girlfriend?
I do.
How long have you had this girlfriend?
Oh, probably about 2 years.
Okay. And the idea of this is arousing to you?
Well, you know, I don't know.
It's healthy, apparently. I mean, don't be shy about it. It's a healthy practice, according to this sex therapist.
I've never really looked into it, but it's something that that we talked about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And, like, would you want to be there to watch it go down?
Sure.
Interesting. Now, does that streak go both ways? Would she want to watch you with another woman?
Well, she has.
Oh, really?
Well, like, we date, sometimes we date women.
Oh, at the same time?
Right, yeah.
Oh, look at you. Look how open you are.
Yeah, well.
What a life. How old are you?
40.
40 years old.
Yeah.
And you're doing this crazy stuff. You're acting like a kid out here. I like it.
Well, it gets old after a while, you know, the same old.
Yeah, but you can't say that to your lady. You have to present it a different way other than like, hey, just having regular old sex with you is getting old. We need to spice this up. I mean, like, how do you present that?
She's real open as well, so she kind of feels the same way as me. She's open to just about anything that.
Who first brought up the idea of you banging another chick?
She had told me that when we started dating that she liked women, so I think she suggested at some point that we should.
Do you guys have the same taste in women?
Kind of.
Or do you guys have, like, disagreements about, like, I mean, listen, the idea of bringing another woman into the bedroom is very hot and all, but if she's like, oh, my God, I'm so turned on by this girl, and you're like, oh, I can see her mustache. Like, I mean, that's got to be do you guys have to decide on the right woman?
She has pretty good taste.
Okay.
And I'm not picky, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right, so.
You're not exactly Ryan Gosling, so you take what you can get. I get it.
Exactly.
Okay. So.
I'll let her, you know, if she wants to pick one, that's fine with me. Or most of the time, we agree.
Now, what has prevented you so far from acting on her being with another man?
She thinks that it would be weird. She thinks that maybe things would get weird and it would get complicated.
And do you disagree?
I don't know. And I'm not saying that I...
But when you say she feels like it could get weird, it almost sounds like you're the one who's more interested in it happening.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm more interested in it happening, but I'm the one who brought it up and who's, you know, kind of brought, because she's, you know, she's seen me with other women, so.
It seems fair.
Right. And like I said, I'm not sure that I would want to watch that happen. Or
what if she wanted to see you with another dude?
Oh, no.
You're not that open?
No.
that's where the line's drawn.
That's a little weird, yeah.
Okay, the line's drawn there.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Would you, like, would you want to have input on who the guy was?
No, I'd let her pick whoever she wanted.
Really?
Yeah.
What if he was, like, super handsome or, I mean, what if he was super well hung and, like, in comparison to you?
Well, we've talked about that, too, because she's not.
She's not looking for size?
No, she doesn't. Says that's, she doesn't like him huge, you know?
Okay. So you're saying you have a pretty small penis?
Right.
Okay. But it works.
What if
it works for you.
What if it was AJ Hoffman?
We can talk.
And see. Okay. We'll have to see what she says. We'll have to, exchange photos and things like that. Fred, come on. What about it? What if it was Juggalo Trey?
No, we couldn't do that.
You couldn't do that.
I don't know.
Would it be weird because you guys work together?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are out there in the intern pit together a lot.
And he's, I don't know. You know, he's, I would think that she would pick somebody more attractive. I would hope.
You don't think he's attractive?
You know,
he's an interesting looking guy.
Yeah, he's interesting for sure.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if I'd want him hit my girlfriend.
Okay. I mean, I'm just thinking I could scratch the itch of two interns at the same time here if I could set that up. That'd be, you'd be happy about it. Juggalo Trey would be happy about it.
I don't. He's in a relationship now. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Juggalo Trey the other day was talking about he's having some sex. But he's having. I don't know if he wants to talk about it. Maybe we'll talk about it next. Is he here?
No, he's not. Yeah, he left. He was supposed to be. He switched.
I don't want
to
talk about his stuff while he's not here, but he's got some weird stuff going on too.
Yeah.
So what would you say the percentage chances are? It's not Wednesday, but what are the odds that this actually happens?
I don't think it's. I don't think she'll go for.
You don't think she'll go for it?
We've talked about it a lot.
Even though you've told her it would turn you on.
Yeah. Well, I told her that I think it would. I don't know what would happen once
that's a concern. That's what I feel like everybody's concern would be. Like, everybody thinks they can handle different things until it's time to go.
Right.
And that's why I'm not even looking to have a threesome with my wife. If my wife was like, my wife would never, ever say, let's bring another woman into the bedroom. But even if she did, I'd be really hesitant because then it's as soon as she's there, it's like, are you looking at her? And I don't need that. I mean, that's why I keep things plain, Jane. I'm a simple man.
The thing is, like I said, she enjoys women as much as I do. So it's an experience for both of us, you know?
Right.
That's what, you know.
Good for it you. Sounds like a keeper to me.
It's a win, you know, it's a win-win. Yeah.
Now, would it be different if you were to get married? Would you feel differently about someone banging your wife versus your girlfriend?
I don't know. We'll never get married. Neither of us wants to get married. We've both been married and divorced.
Okay, so you're done with that.
Yeah, you know. But, she's probably the chick I'll stay with.
You got kids?
No, not with her.
Okay, but do you have kids?
I do have kids.
Okay. That's the other thing. You got kids at your house?
No.
Or they stay with the mom?
They're with the ex-wife.
Okay, that's good. Last thing you need is some dude walking out of your bedroom with a big smile on his face and your kids see him. Like, Dad, what's going on with you and stepmommy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for you. Will you keep us updated if it does happen?
Sure, absolutely.
All right.
I'll let you know.
All right, thank you. I'll go let you get back to your audio editing.
Right. Yeah, thank you.
What do we have here, John?
Well, I'll tell you what we have. We have Lions Poker because, man, I just found out.
Speaking of poke.
Speaking of wives, I just found out mine's got to go back to Chicago for a couple weeks. So guess where I'm going to be every night?
Lions Poker,
I'm
going to
be at Lions Poker, man. And tonight, tournament, $80. Starts at 6:30, so you still have time to get there. But if you don't get there right at 6:30, that's okay.
No worries.
You can buy until 7:45 and $3,000 guaranteed to first place. And here's the other thing. If you go and play tonight, you're going to get a point. And if you make the final table, you're going to get three more points. And the top 30 players with the most points when we get to the first week of June, they're going to play in a free roll. And the top 10 of those are going to the World Series of Poker main event. $10,000 buy-in on a private jet and hotel accommodations, everything. And the guys that don't get the 10 spots, you're going to get $1,000. And if you haven't been over there, man, this place is fantastic. They're up to 13 tables now. I love it over there.
TV's all over the place. They've got great food. It's BYOB, which is fantastic for me. You follow Lions Poker Palace on Facebook. You can get all the information about their tournaments and events. They've got tournaments 7 days a week. You can find them at 6134 Richmond Avenue. I recommend going in and seeing this place for yourself. You're going to be blown away. You mentioned that you heard about them here. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. It's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew?
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. People seem to like that interview.
Good.
It's funny, the information.
That's what I'm trying to share.
When I was dating the last time before I met the current wife, I was into a lot more stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it wasn't, like threesomes and stuff.
Oh.
That was a long time
ago. You've had a threesome?
Yeah.
Look at you, Fred.
Yeah. Well, when I said there was about a 2-year span there where I was pretty much just man whore.
Good for you.
And then it got old, and I wanted to have a more serious relationship and, just kind of played out that way.
What about you, John? Any threesomes?
No.
No, not yet? There's still time.
It'll happen as a bachelor.
Ever threesome with another dude?
No.
Oh, okay, just two chicks at the same time.
Yeah. Just a couple times, now that I think of it.
Okay.
But it's overrated. At least it was for me. It's kind of hard to figure out what to do, to be honest. There's too much there. I'm pretty simple. I like breasts. I like certain, but does you put too many of them in there? It gets difficult.
It's too many, huh?
Yeah.
What's too many? What's four, too many four. To handle? Four at the same time?
I have two hands.
Okay.
And one penis. I can't handle all that.
Well, you got feet.
Four women or four breasts?
No, four breasts. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you leave feet out of this.
Have you ever gone beyond the threesome into like foursome, fivesome territory?
Like sort of.
Oh, look at you.
Well, I mean.
Full-blown orgy?
Kind of.
And you were the only dude?
Yeah, it's a long story.
How does that happen?
A lot of alcohol was involved.
My goodness.
I didn't Cosby anybody. I just want to make that clear.
If you say so.
It was a long time ago. At one time, I...
You must have been really good looking.
I was at one time.
I can hardly younger. Believe that.
Well, that's because you've only known me since I'm a disgusting old troll.
Yeah, it is pretty gross.
But, yeah, I just like trying that things like that back then, but... Yeah, not for me anymore. I don't.
You've matured.
I don't know if I've matured. It's just that it quit being fun.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, like dating a lot of different people quit being fun. It sounds cool at first, but then you do it long enough, you're kind of like, yeah, this sucks. But regardless, I have a snake story for you.
I guess I'll hear it. I'm not a big fan, but okay.
Dan Brandon.
I'll hear it.
Also from England, which is fast becoming the Florida of Europe. 31-year-old Dan Brandon owned an 8-foot python named Tiny. Apparently, the Tiny escaped his case that he was kept in and crushed Dan Brandon to death in a show of affection.
Oh, no.
He died of asphyxiation in the bedroom of his home in Church Crookham, Hampshire, last August, making him the first person in Britain to be killed by a python. His mother said he kept 10 snakes and 12 tarantulas in his room at the home and had Tiny, an African rock python, which was his baby, since she was small enough to fit in his hand. And now...
That's what he gets, though.
His mother is looking after all of her son's snakes, including Tiny. If you kill a guy...
Yeah, I would put the snake down.
Shouldn't you put the snake down?
Yeah. If it was a dog, they'd put it down.
Yeah. But he says, basically looking at what killed him, said, we have nothing apart from Tiny, so I have to accept that she is instrumental in his death, according to the coroner. I do not believe in any way it was aggression from Tiny. Nor a confrontation. If anything, it was a show of affection, a moment of peace. Okay, there's certain things that you're not showing affection. Choking me to death.
Yeah, that's
my
not
pet
love.
Python. That's not affection. Anyway, just thought I would share that.
Hey, remember earlier we were talking about the Brewers making some moves?
Yeah, they do something else.
Brewers agree to terms with Lorenzo Cain.
Oh wow,
they're getting serious all
Heck
of a
yeah.
sudden.
Yeah, throwing some money around.
Yeah.
Good for them. Is Kane the first of those Royals guys to sign?
I think so.
Yeah, I know that they're.
No.
Well, didn't one of them went back? I think Gordon went back, right?
Alex Gordon re-signed.
Yeah,
but
Hosmer hasn't signed.
Hosmer hasn't signed. Yeah, I guess he is the first one. Hosmer, Moustakas are the other ones that are looking to leave. I guess. Yeah. I was thinking about Wade Davis, but I guess he's already been gone.
Yeah.
Man, the Royals are going to be a mess.
You know who I feel sorry for? It's Michael Carroll, who's probably the nicest guy here. But every time he walks in here,
oh, because he's going to make us work.
I know. It's so funny. He's just a nice guy. He knows as soon as he opens the door that he's going to get a bleep.
Well, yeah, it's not his fault.
No, I know.
No, it's not against him personally.
Oh, I know, because
and he knows
some people turn in their bleep really, really late.
Yeah.
And he has to do all that.
And that's why we always try to do it before the show so he doesn't have to come in and say, hey, I need you to record this. And now he doesn't even have to say that. He just walks in, and it's a matter of, okay, which one's he looking at, me or AJ?
Yep.
And one of us is like, yes. And the other one's like, mother.
All right, guys, now's the time to save big on your carpets, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery. You can clean them all with Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaner. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room. They're going to clean the second one for absolutely $0. Give them a call. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They use powerful engines to create their high-pressure steam made from the patented super water. Your carpets are going to be fresh and deep clean without soap or the unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals that the other guys are using. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. They do it all. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do one room of carpet free with any purchase. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Father Tornado says, considering there won't be any NFL talent on a Houston XFL team, but we call them the Houston Savages. Would you pay to go watch Tom Savage quarterback that team? I don't think I would.
No.
Savages. Interesting name. 832 says, Fred, please write a memoir of your life. I don't think it'd be that interesting. I still have a lot. I have a lot to do. I have the old person stuff to do now. Like get my novels written and things like that. And then maybe I'll be interesting. I don't know. I've had an interesting life. I think it's been interesting.
I'm not interested in your life, except for when you bang multiple chicks at the same time. That's the only time it's been interesting to me.
Yeah. One of these days, maybe I'll tell those stories, but I've really gotten tame in my old age. Did you see this? That the guy who did the World Series betting, who also lost on Ngannou, he made a $3 million bet on the Eagles.
I can't believe he found a book that would take that. And I guess he had to, like, negotiate whether or not he would be able to. And it, you know, but good for him. He's is it Eagles money line?
He wants to bet more.
Did he take points?
According to RJ, he says it doesn't say. He just said he's multi-million dollar bet on the Eagles. And
well, I guess we'll have
details withheld by MGM.
We'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah, RJ will be able to give us some more. Wow. The moment he made his bet, I guess it was a spread, because the moment he made his bet, the MGM dropped the Pats from 5.5 to 4.5.
Wow. It
dropped the money line from minus 180 to minus 170. So that's how much one guy affected the line at the MGM. A full point.
Man.
He's worth more than J.J. Watt is to the line.
Clearly.
Yeah. Amazing. 713-780-ESPN. So what is this whole thing? You guys have this Twitter thread going about people who used to work here. What's all that
any
about?
Any of our interns who made it big, made the big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize we had a lot of interns that have left us and have gone to much, much bigger and better things.
Christopher, who was one of our interns, is the director of the movie I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's gone on to do that.
What's Philpott do now?
He works for Fox Sports Southwest, I believe. Up in the, I think they're near the Woodlands, somewhere around there. Yeah, and then we have a couple of and Lauren obviously works for the Rockets, and then we have a couple of other people that go that have done that's doing TV, and then we have Cameron, who now covers the Tennessee Titans and the AFC South for ESPN, which by Twitter. If we're counting this on Twitter, he has the most with like almost 90,000 follows.
Wow.
So,
Didn't Raj the homeless guy get a job with the Texans?
Yeah, Raj is working for the Texans.
Yeah.
So doing all right.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, and then we have a couple of other people doing. Ali Khan interned for us in the summer, and he's like huge film breakdown of the Rockets and stuff like that. And Kelly also worked for us, and he's broken a couple of news items over the past year or so. So, and they're both still in school, but we've had a lot of interns come through here that have gone through, found success elsewhere.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Really good for us, because we're the ones who created them.
And it speaks a lot about my internship program now, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right.
And the most famous of all, Juggalo Trey.
Juggalo Trey. He has a chance to be the biggest star of all.
Yep. Juggalo Trey, official NASCAR writer for Sportsmap.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
See?
That guy's making something of his life. Who would have thought?
Well,
not your average Juggalo, I can tell you.
No,
that.
No. He's much, not, he's much not, better than the other Juggalos.
Yeah, that's he's not sure. One of those gangbanging Juggalos.
No. Now he's just one of those banging Juggalos.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So. Did you see the All-Star teams were announced?
No.
So I'm guessing LeBron had number one pick.
Did he get Durant?
Yeah, he got Durant. The starters for Team LeBron are Durant, Anthony Davis, LeBron, Boogie Cousins, and Kyrie.
That's a big team.
Yeah, that's four bigs.
And I'm guessing Steph took James with the first pick, James Harden. So it's James Harden, DeMar DeRozan, Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I bet he took Giannis.
Or yeah. Joel Embiid.
I bet he took Giannis first.
Maybe. And then the reserves for Team LeBron, Bradley Beal, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook, Victor Oladipo, Porzingis. Kristaps Porzingis, John Wall. And for Team Steph, Damian Lillard, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Kyle Lowry, Klay Thompson, Karl Anthony Towns, and Al Horford.
Oh. Al Horford was definitely the last pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to say advantage Team LeBron.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, LeBron and KD on the same team. Yeah. Although, man, that other team might hit a bunch of threes.
Yeah, that's the thing. How much defense are you going to play with those big guys?
Yeah, Curry, James Harden, and Klay all just out there chucking it. Yeah. It could be interesting.
I think about two weeks ago, Raheel wrote an item about it, and everybody started following up. They should have televised this. And
they tried. I guess apparently the reason it didn't get televised is because the players involved couldn't agree unanimously whether or not it should be.
Oh, were they embarrassed?
I think, yeah.
They didn't want to be the last pick?
You know who didn't unanimously agree to it? Al Horford.
Yeah.
Al Horford and Kristaps Porzingis were like, no, man, let's keep this thing off TV.
But
really, if you're the last All-Stars picked, you're still an All-Star.
Yeah, yeah. Get your feelings hurt that bad?
But these guys are, I mean, these guys' egos are so fragile.
Yeah, but I remember hockey used to do that, and I think one of the best things they did was they had their selection show, and all I remember is Alex Ovechkin being lit while they were drafting all these guys, and I guess it was embarrassing that Phil Kessel was the last guy to go, and you know that became a big deal, so they don't do that anymore. But I thought that was fun, especially with them sitting there drinking and doing it.
Yeah,
I'd watch that. See Steph Curry getting lit. That'd be fun.
I can't picture it.
He might be more likable.
I can't picture it.
They should have held it at a strip club with James Harden in there.
Oh, yeah. He would have had to go number one in, right? All right. We are going to take a quick break. Oh, we only got one more segment left.
Yeah.
That went by pretty quickly. All right. We'll return with some Hoffman on Hollywood. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This is it. We got another Soccer Matters tonight, right? We're double dipping on Soccer Matters.
Yes, sir.
Soccer really matters right now.
And Victor out there. I'm sure they'll be talking about Kubo Torres being sold to Pumas.
Yeah, I can't believe it. So does that mean he's not on the Dynamo anymore at all?
Nope.
The Dynamo just don't care about things, huh?
Nah, they don't. They just get rid of guys.
They're the Florida Marlins of Major League Soccer.
No, but they still have crickets. Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Okay. I wanted to start with, John, you went back at me a little bit on Twitter about Monique. And Monique is, I didn't see this story until today. I guess it broke on Monday or Tuesday, about Monique complaining about getting lowballed from Netflix on a comedy special offer.
Yeah.
Saying it was racial and sexual discrimination.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's... She's not that big of a star. I feel like
nowadays people know her more for acting than for comedy. Right?
I don't even know who she is, guys.
She won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in Precious. And she did the, was it the Queens of Comedy? The chick version of Kings of Comedy?
I'll have to look it up because I haven't seen it.
Okay. I mean, she's a big time comedian, but she's complaining. She got offered $500,000 to do a Netflix special.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, man, that's a pretty good offer for someone like Monique.
Yeah, she's part of the Queens of Comedy.
Well, she starts complaining that, listen, it's not equal pay because Amy Schumer got offered $11 million. Chappelle and Chris Rock got offered over $20 million. And I'm like, well, yeah, you're talking about like the biggest stars in comedy. There's no reason why you should get... And she's telling people, boycott Netflix over this. Are you crazy? You think I'm going to give up Stranger Things because you ain't as funny as Dave Chappelle? Get out of here.
Yeah, that's probably two of the biggest names out there. My goodness.
And this is what I told Jung. And they were, you know, a lot of people are like, well, the Amy Schumer thing makes sense because Amy Schumer's not funny.
Right.
Whatever you think of Amy Schumer, the way I related it to Jung, think about this. Think about how much more money The Rock got for making Jumanji than Gary Oldman got for making the Darkest Hour. Doesn't matter who's a better actor. Doesn't matter what a better movie is. Who's the bigger star?
Yeah.
Amy Schumer's got over 4 million Twitter followers. You want to guess what Monique's got? 150,000. You ain't on that level. I'm not crazy about Amy Schumer either. That chick sold out Madison Square Garden back-to-back nights. You know how hard that is to do for the Knicks, much less a comedian? A female comedian? It's unheard of.
She's popular as hell. She's not for me, but...
Isn't she like the Dane Cook of female comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little more, what's it called? Out there, but...
A little raunchier?
Yeah, a little more raunchy. But I guess...
But that's what sells her as a female. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you. So... I had no problem. I don't believe that it's a discrimination. And she's like, well, it's sexual discrimination because look what Chappelle and Chris Rock got. And then it's gender discrimination, or not gender, racial discrimination because look what Amy Schumer got. No, they're just bigger stars. Speaking of discrimination, you know, we talked to Beth at the AVN Awards.
Yeah.
You know who wasn't allowed in?
Who?
Ron Jeremy.
Really?
Yep, they said he's violated their code of conduct because he's been accused of rape and sexual assault. His quote, I've never and would never rape anyone, but he admitted that he's groped women in the context of, I get paid to show up to these shows, events, and photo shoots and touch the people and they touch me. He said, I'm not God's gift to women. I'm old, I'm chunky, but fans want to see it. If I didn't get permission and I just grabbed a random boob, I've had more black eyes than a panda bear. I always get permission. I'm 64. I don't want to fight anybody. But he's been accused by over 12 women. So, Ron Jeremy.
Honestly, remember when we had him on air and women just came up to him and wanted to be all over him?
I love him.
Yeah. Okay.
He says the awards are a lot more conservative than you would think. I would follow the rules, but I guess they thought I wouldn't. You can't have an AVN without Ron Jeremy.
No.
You can't have a Baseball Hall of Fame without Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds. You can't have an AVN Awards without Ron Jeremy. It's just wrong. More news on sexual assault. Nelly accused by two more women of sexual assault, which you can't trust a guy who's got a Band-Aid on his face and isn't cut. He was arrested in October on rape charges. He's now been accused of sexual assault by two more women. The criminal case was dropped in December, but the accuser later filed a lawsuit against the rapper for sexual assault and defamation. The first woman, referred to as Jane Doe 1, claims that Nelly grabbed her leg and placed his hand under her skirt without consent after inviting her to a small VIP room after a concert. The second woman, named as Jane Doe 2, alleges that Nelly began masturbating in front of her on his tour bus after a show in Essex in December. He allegedly then placed her hand on his penis and forced her into giving oral sex. And the complaint also sees that the original accuser alleges that Nelly threatened and intimidated her after pursuing criminal action. So Nelly in some hot water. And Matt Lauer's wife. Did you see this? Matt Lauer's wife kicked him out of the house.
Shocker.
Yeah, it's already cost him his job. It looked like his marriage is in trouble now. Annette Roque, who's his wife's, there's been rumors that divorce is imminent now. She's now thrown him out of their estate in the Hamptons. He's staying at another house nearby out east so he can continue to spend time with his kids. But he owns a $36 million compound in North Haven. I mean, $36 million. What a life Matt Lauer threw away.
Yeah, well, at that stage, though, you ought to be okay for the rest of your life.
Oh, I'm sure. But, well, he's going to give her half.
Now it's going to be 18, yeah.
Yeah. She previously filed for divorce back in 2006, citing mental abuse, extreme mental and emotional distress, humiliation, torment, and anxiety. She reportedly withdrew the filing weeks later, and she and Lauer reached a multi-million-dollar postnuptial agreement.
Wow.
So she's going to get paid probably off of this deal.
Mm. Good for her. Is she hot?
I don't know. She's all right.
Might be worth pursuing. Just saying. You know she's going to have $18
million. Get after
it. Not me.
No, you get after it. A threesome with her and your wife?
I'm just talking
while Matt
about,
Lauer sits in the corner and watches and cries.
Oh, he'll lock the door on you, too.
No, he'll push that button. Yeah, we can't have that. Nope. What a horrible suggestion.
And that's often on Hollywood.
Thankfully, that's going to wrap things up. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ. It was okay today. Tomorrow, come see us out at Sam Houston Race Park. You're doing the show from 4 to 7. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.